It seems to me a way to tackle this problem is to go after the money supply, go after the traders, go after their infrastructure that allows these financial exchanges to go on. I mean, that would take a coordinated effort of cyber attacks, infiltrating whoever's doing business, the money laundering. Wouldn't that make a dent in some of this?
No, I mean, they talk about that, but it's ineffectual. If I'm in the Middle East and I want to send you $1 million, okay, I go into a nasty little back room and there's a guy sitting there with a big stack of money, and I write on a little slip of paper your name and your phone number, and then I hand him the money, and then 15 minutes later, you walk out of a place somewhere anywhere in the world with the exact same amount of money, and there's not a single electronic transfer or any kind of banking detail. These are called hawalas, but this is how money was always transferred in the old days, and it's how terrorists and traders and businessmen, pay for bills.
Well, how do these hawalas do it?
They basically add up all the money that came in at one end, and then they pay it out at the other end. It's a fascinating system. It's very medieval. But if you go into the Habashil in Somalia, you give them $100, and you walk out 5 minutes later, and then the guy calls you and says, "Yep, I got it. Thanks." I mean, it puts ATMs to shame.
So it's this black market financial exchange system.
Uh huh.
Well, can't we go after that and shut that down?
No, because it's deliberately set up to avoid government scrutiny. You got to remember, in a lot of these nasty countries, the last people you want nosing around in your business is the government. So these systems are set up specifically to stay out of government control and away from the normal reporting systems.
Well, if an investigative journalist like you can find them, how come government agents couldn't?
Well, it's funny because everybody knows about them and everybody knows where they are, but they don't have signs. There isn't like a big sign that says, "Secret Hawala, come here." So you have to know people. It's like the old speakeasies, You got to know someone that takes you there, and then you're good to go. But if you come at it too hard, they magically don't exist. But they're everywhere.